bus replacements. The introductions of the new fleet would stop emissions with the equivalent of 915 typically New Zealand homes' electricity use for 1 year. Gough, in his statement, said it was a priority to address the issue of black carbon, especially on Queen Street, where levels have been higher than in some major European and US cities. The Council's Environment and Climate Change Committee Chair, Richard Hills, said he welcomed the announcement, saying it was critical to meet emission reduction targets. This announcement is a small but crucial step forward as we lead Auckland's response to climate change. And that is our local news. Ayan, mag-iibas na po tayo. Mm-hmm. And before we go any further, kasi Valentine's na Valentine's this week, ano, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, happy Valentine's mo, Nina. Anong nangyari sa Valentine's Day mo last Friday?
Hala? Okay, sabihin ko sana si Tita Virgin, nakapula ako, naka-green.
Ano, so,
hindi ako, kasi ako naka-Valentine's
na eh.
Attire. Ano ba, trabaho syempre, pero lumabas kami nung gabi. So, we had,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice, lovely Valentine's dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sort of. And also some drinks and nice dessert. Asian dessert, kasi yun ang request ko.
Some drinks, huh? What follows after drinks?
We, yan.
And how about you, my darling?
We just strolled down to Sylvia Park and then went to Queen Street.
Yes.
Just to check how the guys are doing. Because when you're in the mid-50s, Valentine's is just a Valentine's Day. A day to remember your friends, your families, your children who's far away.
Mm.
Yes.
So only you and your husband here, your children are still
in the Philippines?
My
husband, my friend, my child, my partner, my frenemy.
Frenemy.
Well done. How about you, Tita Virg? Mm-hmm. Anong Valentine's Day mo?
I had choose your lunch soup from a Chinese Korean restaurant that I chose myself and ate by myself, me and I, for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Because one of my senior co-worker said, I'm hungry. I said, come, I'll treat you to lunch. She went, she came with me. And when I presented her, this is how we do it. You choose the vegetables and the meat and the seafood and the whatever it is. And then we weigh and then they cook it for us. We eat.
Nice.
Okay, she said. Come. So I chose. She chose. When I put in my one, of course, I wanted them also straight away cook it. When it came to her, he said, what is the soup that will come with it? So they said, Chinese soup, but with beef. Said, no, I don't eat beef. Can I have tom yum? But tom yum is obviously Thai. Mm. we have no tom yum. What else can you give me?
Chicken soup.
No, only beef soup.
Beef soup. Oh.
Otherwise, the chicken soup will be in packet. Ayaw niya ng packet. Mm. So she said, sorry, can I cancel this? I said, no worries. But what are you going to do? I'll go back to work and I'll call my daughter. I said, all right. I said, happy Valentine's to you.
Yes.
And I ate and thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. Yes, ayan. Mm. At dahil po dyan, ihahandog muna natin itong isang musika na galing sa hot dog. Ito naman po ay sa team pa rin natin na Valentine's season. First love ng hot dog. Ito po, enjoy po kayo.
Tuwing kita'y nakikita
So that was first love. Who sang that again? Hot dog.
Hot dog. Mm. Hot dog daw yun eh. Mm-hmm. Ayan. So, ngayon may ano tayo, Tita Virgin, no? May special chika tayo about, kasi ano na rin in line with the Valentine's week, mm-hmm. ano. Ito po, ika-cover po ito ni Marivic sa atin. Ayan.
Mm. Oh, this is a story regarding unconditional love. Lalaki, pinakasalan ng nobya ilang oras bago ito pumanaw. Isa sa pinakamasakit na sandali para sa mga magmamahalan ang paghiwalayan ng kamatayan na walang sinuman ang makakapigil. Tulad na lang ng nangyari kay Peter Labayen na nanguli na ngayon sa asawang si Michelle Lanistosa. Ayon sa report ng ABS-CBN, naliligaw pa lamang si Peter kay Michelle nang tapatin ito ng huling huli tungkol sa kanyang sakit na rheumatic heart disease. Mm. Natakot raw noong una si Michelle na baka iwan siya ni Peter kapag malamang mayroong siyang sakit. Setyembre noong nakaraang taon nang na-ospital si Michelle. Dito, tinatingnan na ng doktor ang buhay ni Michelle. Tinaningan na pala ang buhay ni Michelle. Mm. Dahil sa pangyayaring ito, nagdesisyon si Peter na tuparin ang kanyang pangarap na mag-isang dibdib. Pinakasalan ni Peter si Michelle sa loob ng intensive care unit ng isang ospital sa Bacolod City habang nakaratay ang minamahal. Nangyari ito sa mismong kaarawan ni Michelle, September 16. Ngunit, 8 oras matapos ang seremonya, pumanaw si Michelle. Ayon kay Peter, dahil sa kanyang naranasan, natutunan niya kung ano ang totoong pagmamahal. Bumuhos naman ang lungkot at pakikiramay para rito sa social media. Mm-mm. Love wins always. Condolences. Rip loves never dies. Unconditional love, true love. It breaks my heart. Love knows no limit. Mm-hmm. Nakakaiyak, tunay at wagas na pag-ibig. So rare to find a man like him. Mm. It's sad, yes. But it's real love.
Yes,
knowing that you're going to marry a person
who is dying soon.
Never saw, you'll never see again until the day you marry.
So that's ano talaga naman ibang, there's a lot of different love comes in different shapes and sizes and forms and that kind of thing. Ano, talaga nga naman. Yes.
Yan ang tinatawag na pag-ibig ng baboy sa darak.
Hindi mabubuhay yung baboy kung walang darak eh.
Yes. But the good thing is Michelle made a decision and Peter goes with the decision out of love. Kasi kung nag-decision si Michelle at saka
na ayaw niya
ni Peter.
So you know ang the lesson I suppose is kung ikay may tinatago, iano mo na yan. Just be honest to your partner, kasi that's what relationship is all about. You know, tapos diyan talaga
malalaman kung tunay ba siya o totoo.
Kikita yan kung tunay ba o 299
lang. Or tutut.
Or short mo siya.
Ano, blowing horn pala. Blowing horn lang.
Kasi there's no point na pahabain niyo yung relationship niyo but you're hiding something na can affect. No. Kundi nagsasayang ka lang ng mga ilang years.
And it would be fair for the other person.
Correct. Yeah.
That's true.
It would be unfair, I mean. It would be fair for him to know straight away, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Ika nga, love begets love. So kung talagang pareho kayong love ninyo ang isa't isa, Arya.
Swak na swak.
Yes. Swak
And also, honesty is the best policy.
Always.
Ma-politics man yan or ma-love life.
Sa lahat ng bagay.
Or ma-mother and son or mother and daughter, honesty is the best policy.
Exactly.
Yes. And whatever we do. Mm-mm. Ayan. And it begets integrity, Tita Virg, and you know, good credibility.
Strengthen the relationships.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, bago tayo pupunta sa ating community news. May kasi may ano na tayo, may bago na tayong nurse dito na presenter sa Samut Sari. So ito talaga is forte talaga ito ni Munina na ano health and well-being ano presenter natin. So siya, kung kayo po gustong tumawag sa atin 815-8100 kung may mga tanong po kayo. Munina will take it away with her very ano ba ngayon ang novel coronavirus.
Ano? Yeah. Oh, oh.
Sige, Manina, anong maipag ano mo sa amin? I-share mo sa amin.
Ayun. Sige, magandang hapon po ulit sa inyong lahat. Alam naman nating lahat na usong mali. Uso. Sasabihin ko sana usong-uso eh, no? Pero usap-usapan, 'yun siguro yung tama. Term. Oh, 'yun, usap-usapan yung coronavirus na pinangalanan na ngayong COVID-19. And CO stands for coronavirus pa rin, and V of course is the virus, then D stands for disease. So coronavirus disease 2019.
Or COVID. Mm-hmm.
'Yun. And ang dahilan ng WHO diyan is para maiwasan yung ma-associate yung coronavirus sa isang bansa katulad halimbawa ng China.
Oo.
Because nagiging dahilan daw para sa issues ng racism in
Correct.
Other parts of the world.
Oo.
Which is good, which is a good move because tayo nga kahit hindi tayo galing doon, pero syempre mga singkit ang mga mata
Correct.
Natin. Ayun, medyo nakakaranas tayo ng ganyang
kunting ano, yes.
Ganyang klase ng ano ng pakikitungo sa atin. Anyway, so I just want to let the public know na as of yesterday, which is the 15th of February, sabi ng Ministry of Health ng New Zealand, wala pa rin tayong confirmed cases ng COVID-2019, which is really good. So kahit maraming nag-uusap sa labas na oo, nakakatakot na baka mahawa ako, baka meron niyang, you know, may umubo lang, iisipin ng ibang tao na merong signs and symptoms ng COVID-2019. Well, apparently, hanggang sa ngayon, wala pa tayong cases. However, of course, the Minister of Health is still undergoing, you know, investigation, surveillance, and with that, sabi ng kanilang spokesperson at sa website nila, you would see there na they will update us every day and also every 2 days with regard to the policy about self-isolation. Ayun, baka gusto nyo malaman kung ano po ang coronavirus. So, pag-usapan natin. Ang coronavirus po, it's actually a very common virus. In fact, some of the common cold that we experience is caused by coronavirus. And apart from that, it's also seen amongst animals as well. So, coronavirus can actually affect humans and animals. And like what I said earlier, it's one of the causes of common cold and other respiratory illnesses. In fact, kung natatandaan nyo po yung SARS nung mga bandang, if I'm not mistaken, 2003 yata yan.
2008 ba?
Oh yeah, I could be wrong.
Yan ba yun parang
swine flu.
Yun.
Swine ibig baboy.
Ayun. Po. So magkakamag-anak yung mga mikrobyong naging dahilan ng SARS at saka yung MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. So MERS-CoV naman ang tawag namin doon, MERS-Coronavirus. So ganun pa rin yun. Anyway, so with the novel coronavirus, of course, this is transmitted through person-to-person contact. Ibig sabihin, kung halimbawa meron akong sintomas ng coronavirus infection and I am in close contact with another person within 2 meters distance, tapos for more than 15 minutes, that other person might get it. Or another is through direct contact as well with the microorganisms na nasa mga secretions sa iba't ibang mga surfaces. For example, sa lamesa, sa trolley, pushcart trolleys ng groceries, sa phone, yes, sa keyboard ng mga computers. Lahat po yan. Any surface.
Door handles.
Exactly. Door handles. Yeah. Sa toilet. So anything, even the buses. No? So and I mean public transport. So anything na kung saan tatalsik yung secretions na may kasamang mikrobyo mula doon sa taong may infection ng coronavirus. But of course, again, like what I said earlier, wala naman tayong case pa ng coronavirus. So at the moment, ang sabi pa rin ng Ministry of Health, very low pa rin ang chances na magkakaroon. But we do want to take precautionary measures just in case there is somebody out there who has the microorganism itself.
So misconception ng airborne.
It's airborne because it could be transmitted within 2 meters distance from from you know from a person.
But it's not like it's gonna be taken by
the wind.
Meters and meters.
It's more on precautionary measures. Hospital, for example. So yung taong may infection will have to be put in a negative in a negative pressure room.
He or she cannot infect
other people
left, right and center and back.
Yeah,
siguro hindi na left, right and center lang.
Ayun. Ang sabi ng Ministry of Health, it's droplet and contact.
Correct.
So can I ask one thing because it's alarming. It sticks on the things where you spit your virus, right? How many was it hours, minutes or seconds it stays there?
The thing with coronavirus kasi nga bago, so novel, hanggang ngayon pinag-aaralan pa rin nila. So may mga bagay na hindi pa rin tayo sure in terms of, katulad niyan, yung tanong mo, how long can it stay viable, sabi nga nila, doon sa hard surface. So hindi pa rin natin alam. In fact, hindi pa rin alam mismo ng CDC, for example, Centers for Disease Control ng Amerika, and also ng WHO, kung saan ba ito nanggaling. So may mga speculations na baka nanggaling nga sa mga hayop, pero again, hindi pa siya confirmed.
Yeah.
So marami pang katanungan. Yeah.
Sabi nga nila, it will last longer daw on different surfaces din, sabi nila. So, for example, if the microbes or the germs landed on a ground like sand or soil, it doesn't apparently stay alive or something.
Eh kung sa stainless steel.
But, yeah, yun nga. Yeah. So maraming speculations but nothing is really
wala pang confirmed at the moment. Yeah. So ang ini-encourage pa lang ngayon ng Ministry of Health is of course if you are somebody who came from China, for example, and who would come here after the 2nd of February, if you don't have the signs and symptoms, ini-encourage pa rin ng self-isolation.
Correct.
Pero kung
sabi nga nila, ano daw, spit on your elbow. Ibig sabihin ganyan, para hindi na pumunta sa iba, sa'yo na lang. Eh di mas maganda, spit on your armpit. Di na talaga.
Ang hirap yata nun, Tita Virgie. Hindi ko maabot yung kilikili ko.
Hindi na talaga pupunta sa iba yun, sa'yo na lang. So you protected them and yourself as well.
Kasi ito na yung mamamatay na yun.
Oo.
Pero totoo ba yan, Mon, na all viruses daw or mga microbes, ganon, mga germs, they have a certain temperature that they don't stay alive once they're out from your body or something?
Yes. Ang lahat ng mga viruses kasi self-limiting sila eh. So they cannot survive outside the living cell.
So,
So that means yung iba sa kanila namamatay in hours, yung iba sa kanila in a few days time. So I can't really say with the coronavirus kung gaano katagal kasi nga
yun. But with the temperature still technically.
So for example, sa Philippines, it's going 36 to 40 degrees all the time. So once you cough and sneezes, it comes out from you. Is the sun helping to kill them?
That's another thing. So when it comes to temperatures as well, may mga mikrobyo na nabubuhay in hot temperatures or temperate climate. And may iba naman na mas nagta-thrive sa medyo mas mababang temperature. So with coronavirus, nabubuhay ito sa regular na temperature. But again, when I say regular temperature, that's what we
regular
have at the moment.
In China and the Philippines is not regular in New Zealand and Iceland.
Oh yeah, that's what we have at the moment. So we're talking about around 30 degrees. So sa Pilipinas, in summer ba sa atin at the moment? So, I guess, almost similar dito sa New Zealand. So, with that, nagda-thrive yung mikrobyo. But I guess, hindi siya, it's not just about the temperature itself, it's also about other conditions. For example, may living cell ba na kung saan pwede silang mabuhay. So, pag lumabas ng katawan, like what I said, it may not survive in hard surfaces. Stainless steel, for example, hindi yan maganda for them. Pero halimbawa, katulad nito na soft surfaces or even yung mga surfaces na medyo tago, halimbawa sa nooks, corners of keyboards, they could survive there. Kaya importante na linisin maigi yung mga surfaces na exposed sa mga taong umuubo, humahatching, o yung mga signs ng respiratory infection.
Buti na lang, ang opisina ko, ako lang mag-isa, sarado pa yun. walang nagsishare sa computer.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's really good. So yung sinabi ni Tita Virgie kanina, yung umubo sa siko mo to prevent transmission of the microorganisms. Apart from that, Tita Virgie, we're also being encouraged. I said all kasi lahat tayo may be exposed to it. To wash our hands regularly. Kasi you don't know kung ano yung hinawakan
mo.
Yun nga bumili ka lang ng grocery, hindi mo alam yung
trolley.
Yung trolley hinawakan ng somebody who has the microorganism.
You covered your nose with it or
you touch your eyes, for example. Ako may habit ako na hawak na hawak sa mukha ko. So you don't know, you might be getting the bug. So cleaning your hands regularly, hygiene, general body hygiene apart from hand washing or hand hygiene. So syempre yung hand sanitizer is very important. Apart from that, yun nga yun nabanggit ninyo, kung uubo kayo, umubo na lang kayo sa siko ninyo o sa balikat ninyo,
yung sa loob ng damit.
Pwede rin, ayun, yung tinatawag na cough etiquette, wag sa mukha ng ibang tao.
Oh, sa kilikili na nga. Kasi yung mikrobyo ng kilikili mo, papatayin yung mikrobyo yun.
Ayos yan, tita. Ayos yan, tita. Patay agad yun. Ayun. Ayun po. So yun, apart from that, of course, syempre, yung the usual, how we take care of our bodies, make sure na you drink enough water, you stay away from people. If you have the cough, sorry, I forgot to say this, make sure that when you cough, you are at least around 2 meters away, 1 to 2 meters away, or 6 feet, sabi ng CDC, away from the other person.
Paano na yung love begets love? You don't want to share it with your love?
Wala. Oo nga eh. Maninegate po lahat ng pag-ibig.
In sickness or in health ba yan, Tita?
Oo nga, no? In sickness dapat eh. Kaya lang.
Sa Catholic wedding, ganun eh. In sickness and in health eh. Diba?
Oo nga po eh. Paano na yan? Pag in sickness, medyo kalimutan mo na natin.
Na-revise na yan, Tita?
Na-revise na ba?
Wala na in sickness or in health. Ano ba yun? Ano pa bang
till death do us part?
Till death do us part. Pwede naman, pero yung ano ba, yung I obey you or something, blah, the heck. Wala nang ubi-ubi ngayon.
Dapat equal, 'di ba?
Equal na,
wala nang ubi-ubi. Obeyation.
Yeah, that's very very interesting itong coronavirus. Kasi specialty mo yan mon, 'di ba? Yung mga viruses, diseases.
Oh, nga, not tempo na yun nga yung specialty ko. I'm a nurse specialist for infection control. So
Ayan. So, ayan. Kaya very fitting talaga si Monina. So, hindi na natin pakawalan si Monina, Tita Virgin. No?
Aba talaga. In fact, meron akong nabasang post niya kagabi tungkol naman sa mushroom. Tuwan-tuwa ako. Kasi paborito ko ang mushrooms, lalo na mga Chinese mushrooms, yung ganyan. Lahat, yung oyster mushrooms, yung mushroom na maliliit na mahabang ganyan. Lahat ng mushrooms. Towards then, inaantok na ako pero ayaw pa. Sige, diniretso ko. Towards then, merong death cap mushroom. Aba, yun pala, parang impostor na mushroom. Kinokopya niya yung ibang mushroom para kainin mo siya dahil masarap ang lasa niya. Pero yun pala,
toxic.
Ay, toxic pala siya. Isang kain mo lang, goodbye ka na. Kaya ngayon sa isip ko, teka muna, paano, how can we distinguish really? So yun, may assignment ka munina. Yung death cap mushroom, please expound on it. And
pero wala tayo dito, gents, wala yan dito, di ba?
May mga imported dyed mushrooms eh, may nabibili tayong dried.
Hindi naman siguro ibebenta yan sa supermarket kung hindi nakapasa sa
sa food safety.
Food safety.
Tingnan natin nga.
Sa borders pa lang, tita, harang na yan.
Kasi alam na nila yun.
Yung lolis nga naharang sa border eh.
Oo, ay paano kung dito tumubo?
Pero wala naman tayo dito.
Wala
ano?
Tayo niyan po yata, tita.
Mga ganyang chat.
Biosecurity yan eh. Mm-hmm. Wala tayo.
Kasi nadadala yan into the country from another country kung saan man
kung
yan.
Kung isasmuggle. Pero I don't think we have those.
Kahit apple na apple, hindi nga makapasok. Illegal na legal yun. Makakain talaga yan. Yung mushrooms pa, ano?
Oo, totoo.
So makakakain pa rin ako ng lahat ng mushroom na gusto ko?
Oo, sige. Opo,
kasi, yun nga, yung sa food safety, kung nandyan yan sa grocery shelves, I guess, hindi lang I guess, I'm 100% sure na approved yan. Napakipit
na. Otherwise, i-recall yan. Pag mayroon nag-report or whatever.
Pag namatay,
what is the likelihood na, kasi maganda ang climate ng New Zealand, kung mayroong mayroong isang bird na nanggaling sa Pilipinas, for example, na may ganun nun, at nakatrating dito at inipot dyan, eh tumubo yung mushroom o paano ka?
Patay na yung bird, di ba?
Oo nga. Oo nga naman. Hindi na yung mga karting dito, tita. Namatay na yun. Kasi death mushroom. Ang galing ha.
Galing natin mag ano.
Hindi, pero ang mushroom kasi spores. So, hindi naman siya seeds katulad ng dinadala ng birds. Diba? So, yung sinasabi yung iniipot ng bird seeds yun. Eh, yun, spores. Ang spores, nagta-travel lang yan at a certain distance. So, again, I don't think na liliparin yan papunta dito. If ever, patay na yan. Kung saan man yan
mag-aral. So, walang chance?
Wala po siguro.
And this is illegally, ano yan? Illegally
bioengineered by someone else.
Bioengineered yan.
Or you hindi rin pala, kung yung ibon namatay, yung tao pa kaya.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, so that's very interesting about coronavirus. So, really, yung nagbibili ng mga, nagpakyaw ng mga mask dyan, huwag nyo nang pakyawin.
Ipamigay na ninyo kasi sayang lang.
Sayang.
Mapapaso. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hindi siya necessary kung wala naman silang signs and symptoms.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kahit yung mga nasa hospital nga, syempre ang nagsusuot ng mga masks, yung nag-aalaga doon sa pasyente positive for the microorganism, wala pa nga tayong case.
Mm-hmm. So hindi bakit ka magmamask?
Mga iyon, lahat na yun. Hindi to covered ka na.
Exactly. Yeah.
Eh, itong ang kahit saan pumunta ka ng Queen Street, magkakakita ka naman, may mga kubre. Wala pang coronavirus yan, ha? Meron ng ganyan. O, di lalo na ngayon siguro, baka nadagdagan pa.
Yun po, ang isa pang hindi rin maganda kasi doon, yung mask na yan, kahit sa eskwela, pag tinuturo namin, sinasabi namin, once it gets moist and that's within the hour, tapo na yan, palitan ng bago. So hindi nila dapat sinusuot yun for the entire day, tapos the following day, isusuot ulit.
Ibig sabihin, they are infecting their own selves.
Exactly. Opo.
Oh, ganun pala yan. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko alam yun.
So when it gets moist, dahil
akala mo yung binili mong mask ngayon, isang taon mong gamitin eh.
Akala ko, buhay ka pa.
Oh, it's disposable. So, yun. Pag moist na siya, tanggal, tapon, kuha ng bago.
Pero yung mga binibili nila sa mga shop na talagang yung makapal.
Yung N95, same principle. Kaya siya tinawag na N95, yung makapal, kasi 95% filtering capability yung meron yun. Again, when it gets moist, ibig sabihin kung may moisture, posibleng mabuhay ang mikrobyo. Kaya dapat tanggalin, itapon, palitan.
Eh kasi, mayroon pang sinabi na pag yung white daw yata, you are preventing yourself from the outside world. Pero pag yung blue ang nasa labas, or rather yung blue ang nasa loob, ikaw naman, piniprevent mo ang sarili mo na magkalat ng mikrobyo. So, may dalawang kulay pa daw yung ano.
May green pa nga, tita. Depende lang sa manufacturer yun.
It's the same purpose. And it doesn't matter whether walang right side out or right side in or something?
Meron. Depende sa manufacturer. Usually kami, pag sinusuot namin siya, kinakapa namin yung metal. May metal dun sa top part eh, papunta sa ilong.
Yun.
So, and also, nasa direction syempre nung tawag doon, yung tela na pang kabit sa tenga. So, depende sa manufacturer.
So, hindi yung color na blue or white?
Opo, I really cannot say kasi it would all depend on...
Nasa simple user of that.
Yes.
Ang tinitingnan ko lang is, yung cotton in a side is supposed to be sa nose mo.
Yeah, which is
kasi
the white part usually.
The hard one, yung sa labas, ilagay mo dito.
Yun yung kulay blue.
Usually, yun yung blue. Pero yun nga.
Mali yung, meron silang pinalabas niyan sa Facebook na dapat either blue
fake
or
news,
white.
Fake news.
Fake news. Yan.
Ito
po, community service, totoo ito. Consular services for Filipinos in Auckland and surrounding areas, 20 to 24 February. Ibig sabihin po yan, this coming Thursday up to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday yata. Yan. Advisory po ito mula sa Philippine Embassy's consular mobile consular team who will render consular services to Filipinos in Auckland and the surrounding areas on the following schedule. Pare-pareho po ito from Thursday, February 20 to Monday, 24 February 2020 and from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening po iyan. The venue is conference room, entry at the side of the Independent Living Services Charitable Trust, number 14 Erson Avenue, Royal Oak, Auckland. Ito po yung mga consular services that they will render. Passport issuance, renewal or replacement, civil registration like reports of deaths, births and marriages, authentication and notarization of legal documents, NBI fingerprinting and certification, latest passport sized photos po ang kailangan nyo dyan. Another one is Philippine citizenship retention or reacquisition and administering of oath of allegiance and POLO, verification of employment contracts and other services from February 21 to 23 only. Ang consular appointment system po is this one. In order to deliver more efficient consular services, the Philippine Embassy has implemented an online appointment system, no walk-in policy. For the consular services in Hamilton, appointments can be made online through http://philembassynzl.appointy.com/. The appointment system will be opened on January 25 at tapos na. Kaya puno na po ito. Pasensya na.
Tapos baka na. Meron pa.
Baka meron pa yan. But they can always try. Mm,
you can always try. But ang alam ko eh, normally, within the day or so.
Ganun kabilis.
Mm, ganun kabilis. Na. Marami kasing tao sa Auckland. Yeah. Maraming Pilipino sa Auckland. All application for Philippine passport, new, renewal and lost, civil registry or reports of birth, marriage and death, notarials and consularization of documents, and NBI fingerprinting and certification are by appointment only. The procedure on how to book an appointment may be viewed through this link. Mahaba po itong link. Kaya hindi naman ninyo matatandaan, hindi nyo rin maisusulat ito, so we will skip it.
Yes. Pero yan. Sa Labor Week in Tita Verge, are they gonna do another outreach dito?
Another one.
Oh, okay. Mm. So that's
every good. Time there is Labor Week and reunion
on that place,
yeah. na nag-host, mayroong consular services. At least 6 days.
Yeah,
2 days before and 2 days after.
Okay. Yan. So bago po ang ating Philippine News, ito po, mag-enjoy kayo sa awiting Nasa Iyo Na Ang Lahat.
Nasa iyo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa iyo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa iyo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa iyo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh 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 oh, na nasa iyo na ang lahat. Oh 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 oh, na nasa iyo na ang lahat. Lahat na mismo nasa iyo. Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino, inggit lahat sila sa'yo. Kahit pa dapat mang kanino. Kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo. Di akalain sabihin mong ako na yon ang hinahanap mo. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 oh. Na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Sarap magmahal pag panalo, nag-iisa sa puso ko. Di
kaya di na pa magbabago. Ako ang pinili sa dami ng ibang nerereto. Hindi akalain, sabihin mo nga po na lang ang kulang sa iyo. Oh, nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagka nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko.
Para po sa Philippine News, novel coronavirus pa rin po ang pag-uusapan natin. So, novel coronavirus in the Philippines. The Philippines is now among the Southeast Asian countries with novel coronavirus or 2019 nCoV or COVID-2019 after the Department of Health confirmed the first case in the country on Thursday. The virus, likened to a severe acute respiratory syndrome, originated from the central Chinese city of Wuhan late last year, although the spread of infection has ramped up in the recent days. The provincial governments in Lanao del Sur and Basilan have imposed lighter measures versus the 2019 novel coronavirus or COVID-2019. Lanao del Sur Governor Mamintal Adyong Jr. said on Saturday in his office that their League of Barangay Captains, the Integrated Provincial Health Office, and the Bangsamoro local government and health agencies are jointly guarding the province from the COVID-2019. Air carrier Cebu Pacific and Philippine Airlines on Friday announced the resumption of flights between the Philippines and Taiwan after the controversial travel ban imposed on the latter in response to the COVID-2019 outbreak was lifted on the same day. Both carriers provided flight schedules between Manila and Taipei as well as other instructions for affected passengers. On another news, the Department of Tourism on Friday said that it is safe to hold public gatherings and festivals in the Philippines despite the outbreak of coronavirus 2019 or COVID-19. Last week, the DOH issued an advisory asking the public to avoid public events in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Philippine government on Friday lifted the controversial travel ban imposed on Taiwan in response to the 2019 coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak, based on the decision of the interagency task force held by Health Secretary Francisco Duque III. According to him, the palace confirms that the task force has resolved to lift the travel restrictions imposed upon Taiwan, effective immediately. Accordingly, travel may now be made by any national to Taiwan from the Philippines and vice versa. That's from presidential spokesperson Salvador Panelo as he talked about it on Friday in a statement. On another news, President Tsai Ing-wen thanks the Philippine government for lifting the travel ban on Taiwan. The Philippines is one of our closest neighbors, and she says in a statement that we will continue to promote bilateral exchanges and understanding. In particular, I would like to say to my Filipino friends working, studying, and traveling to Taiwan that Taiwan will work hard to stop the Wuhan pneumonia. That's according to the Taiwanese leader.
Another Philippine news, popcorn to teens, don't trust into relationships. As the world celebrated Valentine's Day on Friday, an official of the Commission on Population, PAPCOM, advised teenagers not to rush into sex to avoid getting pregnant early. PAPCOM Executive Director Juan Antonio Perez said, teenagers now should be more discerning and should always listen to their elders, parents, and teachers. Quote, they should focus on their dreams. They must know that they will carry the consequence of early childbearing for a lifetime. It comes with all sorts of problems a young mother encounters, like lacking financial means to support their child and getting sick, Perry said at the Pandesal Forum in Quezon City. Perry said PAPCOM is using the tagline, Piliin ang pangarap, huwag ipagpalit sa panandali ang sarap, in its campaign against teenage pregnancy. He said it is during Valentine's Day when most teens admit to have had their first sexual encounter. Kapataan Partilis Representative Sara Ilago noted that according to the United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, there are 1.2 million adolescent Filipinos who have already given birth in the last 10 years. Mm. UNFPA said the Philippines has one of the highest birth rates of women aged 15 to 19 among members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Slated at 47 births for 1,000 women behind Laos, Cambodia, and Indonesia. Ilago said, the implications of such high incidence are far-reaching. Financially, UNFPA estimates that the country is losing $33 billion annually due to lost opportunities and additional burdens brought by teenage pregnancy. The amount is enough for 50,000 classrooms and 500 more gymnasiums and sport facilities for schools, she noted.
And that is our Samutsari Philippine News. Nakakatawa naman yung, well, it's not nakakatawa, ano, yung teenage pregnancy. No.
Yung tagline.
Mm-hmm. Tagline. Pero it's very interesting to know na how much is costing the government at kung yung 33 billion ba naman yun i...
Worth 5,000.
Oo. Napupunta yun sa ano, kung mapupunta yun sa mga classrooms.
Sa infrastructure, for education.
For education. Mm-hmm. In
maybe for health.
Correct, yeah. So,
health,
yeah,
services.
Talaga. Yeah, madaming ma, you know, we can spend that money better sa ano ba, sa gobyerno, mm-hmm, rather than teenage pregnancy.
And the news is alarming because it's our teens.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It is our
teens.
And
it's supposed to be the future of the country and the entire world.
Mm-hmm. And, sad, yeah, to say, ano ako dyan, ha? I'm guilty of that.
Ganon.
Bakit 10 ka ba na nabuntis?
Oh, mind you, 18. Teen pa din ba yun?
Teen pa rin siya.
Teen pa din. 18. Yes.
19.
Kahit
ako nga 19 eh.
Oh, yan. Firstborn ko, 19 ako. Mm-hmm. Pero, you know what, I'm not condoning any teenage pregnancy, not for long shot, for sure. You know, but you just have to have a strong family support that would guide you through, you know, good decision making. Yeah. And, so that how I, you know, made me who I am today, because I did gone through a lot of hardships in my teenage life. Mm. It's sabi nila black sheep of the family ako, so it did me good, but not in a good way.
Hindi naman siguro
with a crown.
Hindi naman siguro.
Yeah, my mom will say something different now.
Because we have high standards during those times.
Yeah, correct. And lalo na mga ina natin. No? Sometimes kasi, di ba, nalalaman natin, mga teenagers, lalo na ngayon, sometimes they think they know a lot more than their parents, you see. Pero hindi mo talaga mahahanap sa Google, sa social media, ang experience ng mga parents ninyo. So, makinig po kayo.
Yes. Siguro, totoo ano, yan. Yung influence na ng social media yan.
Correct.
Sa kanila.
Oo,
marami.
Yeah. Yung curiosity nila sa sex. And yes. Siguro, also yung, pati yung mga false news. Halimbawa, yung
mga fake news.
Maling information ang nakukuha nila in terms of yung getting pregnant. And
how in fact, even the older people, na who should know better, nadadali pa sila ng fake news. Spread it everywhere.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, teenage pregnancy, ganyan, that's something that we should really listen to our parents. Ano? Ayan. So, bibigyan po namin kayo ng isa pang magandang tugtugin before we go on our greetings and karagdagang ulat. Ito po, enjoy po kayo.
Sorry, hindi, bulag kasi ako hindi. Hindi ko nakikita masyado.
Nakasimangot ka na lang palagi, parang ikaw lang ang nagmamay-ari ng lahat ng sama ng loob. Pagmumukha mo ay hindi maipinta, nakalimutan mo na bang tumawa? E sumasayad na ang uso mo sa lupa. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawan ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandirito kami ang barkada mong tunay aawis sa'yo. Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa kami kasama mo. Kung sa pag-ibig may pinag-awayan, kung sa lapi ay wag ng pag-usapan, tayo'y di nagbibilangan. Kung ang problema mo'y nagkatambakan, ang mga utang di na mabayaran, lahat ng bagay ay nadadaan sa usapan. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawan ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandito kami ang barkada mong tunay aawit sa'yo. Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa kami kasama mo. May kaligayahan, maging malalim o may kababawan, sa'yo ay may nakalaan. Kami asahan at huwag kalimutan, maging ito ay madalas o minsan, pagkat iba na nga ang may pinasama. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawa ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandito kami ang barkada mong tunay aawit sa'yo. Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa kami kasama mo.
Kasama mo.
Kasama mo.
Sorry, Tita Ridge. Ayan. Okay. Iyon po ay ang awit, Awit Barkada from Apo Hiking Society. And of course, ito po ay isang additional news po ito kasi parang this is something na nawala na dati, eh. Eradicated na to eh. Pero just recently pala, Philippines gets 17th polio case sa Philippines. So, a one-year-old boy daw from Cabanatuan, Nueva Ecija, was found to have contracted polio, bringing to 17 the total of polio cases in the country.
Kailan?
The department, ngayon. This is, yeah. So, Department of Health yesterday reported. So, this developed was as water samples from Butuanon River in Cebu tested positive for polio virus. Mm-hmm. Ayan, ha, hindi ko alam yan na water pa lamang nang gagaling ang polio virus, ha. Mm-hmm. DOH Secretary Francisco Duque III said the patient manifested a fever and sudden weakness in his left lower limb. The boy was detected to have polio following a surveillance of acute flaccid paralysis or AFP among residents in his province's communities. It is important that we are being able to detect any acute onset of paralysis in children, especially within communities. We have evidence that the polio virus continues to spread, Doki said, citing the DOH goal to promptly diagnose and treat all possible polio cases. The Atlanta-based Center of Disease Control and Prevention describes the AFP as a rare but serious condition that affects the nervous system, especially in the area of the spinal cord called gray matter. Yeah, so in Cebu, the DOH reported that environmental samples collected from Butuanon River tested positive for polio virus. Doke said the Research Institute of Tropical Medicine confirmed the presence of polio virus after several tests were conducted on the river's water. The DOH is now assisting Nueva Ecija and Cebu in strengthening their AFP surveillance capacities, particularly their identification and reporting mechanisms, Doke said. The department of is scheduled to do another round of Sabayang Pata Contra Polio, SPKP campaign in the National Capital Region and all regions of Mindanao. The SPKP in Mindanao will run from February 17th to March 1, while in Metro Manila it will be from the 24th of February to 8th of March. In September, the DOH reported that polio re-emerged after the country had been declared free from the virus for 19 years.
It was only last year actually that it resurfaced.
Yeah, so
and there were only two last year, but ngayon 17
na. So hindi ko nga alam na water pala itong polio virus.
Fecal oral lang ang transmission niya. So that means yung mikrobyo na itatransfer sa ibang tao through an infected feces. So halimbawa, kunwari ako meron akong polio, yung pag dumumi ako, so yung buhay ng mikrobyo pwedeng matransfer sa ibang tao. Siguro yung sa ganung cases, so contaminated ng fecal matter yung tubig, kaya siya na transfer sa ibang tao.
Kasi it ginagamit could, siguro na kasilyas yung mga ilog.
Yun yung masaklap eh.
Ang brother ko, yung namatay, sumunod sa akin, hindi ko lang matandaan, pero parang nung maliit, ano pa siya, mga 3 years old yata, parang natatandaan kung sinabi ni mama na nakakontak siya ng polio. Kaya inalagaan siya hanggang sa 7 years old na siyang gumaling, doon pa lang siya na grade 1, 7 years old. Pero mula naman ang 7 years old siya, lagi siyang first hanggang sa university. Kaya lang, yung maliit pa siya, talagang hindi siya makalakad. 4 years siya, talagang sinagaan ni mama na pinagagamot and talagang full attention. So,
but you do recover from polio.
Usually yung nakita kong cases yung nasa Pilipinas ako, talagang permanent yung damage. Posible na ibang klaseng, I mean, hindi ganun kalala yung infection So yung iba permanent paralysis talaga.
Pero sinabi mong fecal something, kasi yun, mayroon kami nung palaisdaan ng tilapia. Siguro mga 6 na ganyan. Eh gustong-gusto nung sumasama sa mga kay Papa at saka sa mga nagpapakain. Nang pinapakain ng darak yung ano, yung mga tilapia. Eh siguro na-excited siya, napasobra ang pag-ano niya, nahulog siya mismong nakakain siya ng darak at bago siya nakita na ay nawawala na 'yung anak ko.
Hindi natin alam kung anong mga mikrobyo.
Ay baka yung baka kung yung ipot ng tilapia, ano din.
Sa mga tao, pero mga yun tao. Pwede siyang makuha sa maduming pagkain, sa maduming tubig, sa...
So it's not limited sa water pala?
Hindi.
Ayan.
Nako, malapit na naman matapos ang isang oras nating pakikipag-niigs sa inyong lahat. Kaya't siyempre pa, muli kami nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin, lalo na po ngayon at meron na kaming regular na well-being, health and well-being presenter na laging magiging nanditong kasama natin. Siyempre. And meron po tayong isang volunteer lang siya ngayong araw na ito. Sa susunod na linggo, regular na rin po siya.
Volunteer siya ulit.
Volunteer siya. Volunteer pa rin siya, pero regular na siya magbo-volunteer.
Yes, regular volunteer.
Yeah, kababayan ko yan.
Oo nga eh. Dalawang CDO po ang nahuli namin ngayon.
Yes. Kaya lang ako yung hilaw.
Ah, ito hinog na hinog,
hinog
ito.
Na hinog. Yes, puro.
Cagayan de Oro talaga ito. Orong-oro. City of Gold ba talaga, no?
Friendship. Mm-mm. The City of Golden Uh-oh. Friendship.
Kaya pala Golden Mm-mm. Friendship. Hindi Mm-mm. sa gold. Ayan. Yes, yeah, so...
De Oro. Ah, di yes. Ibig sabihin yung Cagayan ang friendship.
Oo.
Akala ko... Cagayan of Gold. Yeah. Yung pala,
City of Golden Friendship. Yeah. Siguro, mm-hmm. ayan. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so happy birthday po sa lahat ng mga nag-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan. Especially, special mention po ito kay Wilma Abiyog. Happy birthday. Last, sinicelebrate namin birthday niya kahapon. Thank you for having us and for the really nice halo-halo session.
Siyempre pa.
Inano natin kahapon. Mm-hmm.
Pandesal.
Yes, pandesal.
Pandesal. And yung ano ko, yung map na invasion ko ng Watson, ano, Swanson Street. Swanson Road. Ang Swanson Road pala, kumaliwa ka, Swanson Road. Kumanan ka, Swanson Road. Sa roundabout yan, ha? And then, Swanson Road na naman dito. And then, Swanson Road na naman dito. Naku, nakarating na ako ng una doon sa may, ano na, lagpas talaga. When, mali yung tom-tom. Kasi kang galing ka ng Lincoln Road, kumanan ka lang pala ng Universal, kaliwa mo, Swanson ba yun?
All the way down. Yes, ayan.
Pero nung lumabas akong pauwi, hindi ako dumaan ng Swanson. Diri-diritso na ako eh.
Okay. Never mind. We'll give you a training on that, Tita Verge. Yes, and of course, special mention to Tita Ati Lolit and to my friend Susan Chadwick for always supporting our program and thank you so much. Mag-ingat po kayong lahat. And so yes, much. Ayan. Marivic?
Thank you so much.
Till maraming next salamat po.
Sunday.
Sunday, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ako din, maraming salamat po and see you on Sunday.
Ayan. In behalf of our sponsors.
Siyempre pa po ang ating Planet Earth Travel, Western Union Money Transfer, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on West, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang mga sponsors. At siyempre pa po sa inyong lahat, maraming salamat po at magandang gabi.
Magandang gabi till next Sunday. Salamat po!